A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. We're fascinated by birds for several reasons. First, they can fly, and we can't. They're perfectly engineered to break the bonds of gravity, and we look up in awe and envy at the albatross, soaring for miles without a flap of the wings, at the peregrine, stooping at an amazing speed, at the hummingbird, hovering and even flying backwards. We're enthralled by birds' colors, too. A Blackburnian warbler in a shaft of sunlight on a spring morning is a magical thing. And the painted bunting, indeed, looks painted. And, of course, birds sing. They are the most musical of creatures, after ourselves. It is a pure music that birds offer. Listen to the nightingale, or, on our side of the ocean, the mockingbird on a moonlit night, or a wood thrush at dusk. And then there are the names, like pratincoal, smew, gallinule, anhinga, dotterel, kittiwake, phalarope, wheatear, shearwater. Besides such poetic words as these, there are also bird names derived from people, mostly from ornithologists or scientists of the 18th or 19th centuries, when new species of birds were being discovered. Indeed, there are about 140 such names, counting in the scientific names, that is, the Latinized versions of people's names for the genus and species. Surprisingly, Audubon figures in only two of these names, as in Audubon's shearwater and Audubon's warbler. Bonaparte's gull is named for Charles Lucien Bonaparte, a French ornithologist who, yes, was related to the emperor. Bonaparte, for his part, named the Cooper's Hawk for William Cooper, one of the founders of the New York Lyceum of Natural History. The entomologist John L. Leconte was honored by Audubon with the naming of Leconte's Sparrow, and by ornithologist George Lawrence with the naming of Leconte's Thrasher. Lawrence, in turn, gave his name to a goldfinch. Scott's Oriole was named for General Winfield Scott, leader of the American troops in Mexico, named by another Army general. There are many instances of such onomastics, but there's a twist when it comes to the ladies. Some few birds are named after women, but almost all involve the use of the first name rather than the surname. Why this is so, I do not know. But consider, we have Anna's Hummingbird, named after Anna, the Duchess of Rivoli, the wife of the Duke of Rivoli, the hummingbird named by René Lesson, a French naturalist. There is Grace's Warbler, named by Spencer Baird for Grace Coues, the daughter of ornithologist Elliot Coues. And then we have Lucy's Warbler, a warbler named for Lucy Baird, daughter of ornithologist Spencer Baird, by James Cooper, for whom the Cooper's Hawk was named. There is Virginia's Warbler, named by Dr. William Anderson, a surgeon in the Confederate Army. When he collected the warbler in New Mexico, he named it for his wife, Virginia. The bird we now know as the bumblebee hummingbird was originally named Heloise's Hummingbird, named by René Lesson and Adolphe de Lattre for the latter's wife, or perhaps the wife of his brother, Henry. And finally, there is the Zenaida dove, named after Zenaida, the Princess Charlotte Julie, the wife of Bonaparte, for whom the Bonaparte's gull was named. He named the genus for her. And so, birds of the ladies this morning, Anna, Grace, Heloise, Lucy, Virginia, and Zenaida.